See participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 531-14.
Doug Limerick, ABC News.
Hi, this is Bill from the Wealth of Health Natural Market in Idaho Falls. In the last few years, turmeric spice and its active ingredient curcumin have gotten a lot of publicity as a powerful antioxidant and an anti-inflammatory. A brand new randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study published in the journal Cancer Science and Therapies looked at efficacy of curcumin BCM95 for urinary problems associated with radiation therapy during treatment of prostate cancer. 40 patients undergoing radiation treatment for prostate cancer were given either 3 grams per day of curcumin or placebo. 3 months after radiation, the group taking curcumin had a 50% reduction in incidence of daytime urinary frequency and a 40% reduction in limitations on daily activities due to urinary difficulties. Curcumin is considered as the world's number one turmeric extract. For more information on BCM95 curcumin, please visit the Wealth of Health Natural Market on the corner of 1st Street and Woodruff Avenue in Idaho Falls or on the web at wealthofhealthnutrition.com.
For today, we'll see a few light snow showers in the morning time, followed by a few peaks of sunshine during the afternoon hours. Temperatures will rebound back into the upper 40s and lower 50s with gusty conditions. News Talk 97.7 FM, I'm meteorologist Liz Cosgrove.
The information heard on this program is not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease and is intended for educational purposes only. Consult your physician if you have any serious medical conditions. Six past the hour of 8 o'clock. It is going to be windy today. 51. Be aware of that wind advisory in effect till 9 tonight. Nothing out of the norm. It is East Idaho for MSH. 31 right now, snowing in Rexburg. It is 32 in Idaho Falls, right on freezing, cloudy. And a little bit of break in the clouds down in the Gate City and 35 right now. Again, only getting up to 51. It's the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. Joe Suda in studio. Today, as Bill and Dasha are on vacay. How are you, Joe?
Just fine, Tim. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour on 97.7 FM in Idaho Falls and Pocatello. I am Joe Suda, a licensed acupuncturist of Golden Compass Acupuncture. You can reach me at 208-403-2540. I'm sitting in for Bill and Dasha this week. Next week, Bill and Dasha are still on the road, but make sure to tune in to our very special guest host on this program, Robbie Denning, the head of the training department at Apple Athletic Club in Idaho Falls, will be here. Check out the Wealth of Health Natural Market on the corner of 1st Street and Woodruff Avenue in Idaho Falls, or on the web at wealthofhealthnutrition.com for all kinds of information, education, specials, and events. This morning, we're going to be talking about the benefits of medical massage, the mainstreaming of alternative medicine, and why the spa just might be a better place for you than the hospital bed. It's not what you think. If you want to join our conversation with any questions or comments, call 524-8255. That's 524-TALK. We have two guests today, Jasmine Kinney, a massage therapist with over 14 years experience and owner of the International Institute of Massage Therapy. She's also the co-founder of Mount Olympus Wellness and Formal Gardens right here in Idaho Falls, just a stone's throw away from the Wealth of Health. We also have Peely Baklion, a licensed massage practitioner and an instructor at IIMT. Both of our guests are well-traveled and have a unique perspective on health and wellness. Welcome to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we're going to be busting some myths today. Let's start out with the idea that massage is just relaxing.
Well, it is relaxing, but that's not all that it does. It's a forward motion for anyone that's struggling with soft tissue disorders, injuries, looking to recover from any chronic problems. Train wrecks, I guess, in the industry is what we would call people like that. But, you know, our high-stress lives and the need to persist forward in moderate discomfort leads to chronic problems. So,
And, you know, in the spirit of full disclosure, I have benefited from massage from both Jasmine and P. Lee, so this is not going to be a fair and balanced interview. Literally putty in their hands.
We did give you a hot stone massage, didn't we?
Absolutely.
And, you know, typically in the mind of what that is, people look at it as a luxury, but there's a lot of health benefits. We had a post-massage conversation about how it was very relative to gua sha, where the stone is helping melt that connective tissue that's bound or break up scar tissue. So it definitely has some therapeutic properties other than just being fantastic. So.
Right. And I'm sure that just the laying on of stones, you know, if you will, the hot stones, that's what I kind of figured. If a hot stone massage, someone's going to stick some flat hot rocks on me, you know, kind of melt my muscles. So I'd lay there and say, hey, this feels good. Well, you know, you're off playing, you know, Freecell or Angry Birds. It was, you know, I obviously didn't see the operation, but in terms of subjectively, it was a very active, you know, technique, and those little stones could get, inside nooks and crannies between mm-hmm. my tendons and mm-hmm. bones and muscles, and it's really amazing what
for stripping and separating tissue. I think it's actually a more beneficial way than getting in there manually and warming the tissue manually. The stone is already warm, so the body reacts at a greater interval, I think, incorporating stones into massage. Heat in general is really good, obviously not for inflammation, but overall with the physiological issues with bound tissue, definitely it's extremely beneficial. Cuts the time of labor as well. Like, it just makes our job as manual therapists a lot easier.
But the stones don't work by themselves.
No, and, they don't.
It was Peely who worked on me with the stones, and I think it was the hands behind the stones that made a little bit of the difference.
Yes,
there.
Yes, indeed.
I think so.
So thank you, Peely. So you mentioned gua sha. I'm sure that some of the things can cross-apply, but the benefits of those manual techniques go beyond, in some ways, what my needles can do. The idea is the capillaries are so small that it's not even just the shock and trauma, you know, the train wrecks, as you call them. Even weather, you know, you can get cold in wind contracting those capillaries just a little bit. And the red blood cells, who had to be running through their single file anyway, get jammed up. And so the body doesn't get the oxygen and the nutrients it needs, and then you get the stiffness, the pain, and the dysfunction. So you've got this term, I know in your massage school you use, called functional change, and even your students have to demonstrate real physiological benefits to massage. Can you talk about that a little bit?
A functional change, I mean, as it's presented in the classroom, is a base of being able to service plan a particular issue by, let's say, 6 or 10 massages, and be able to gauge how far you're going to be able to move forward in that treatment and track your positive or negative responses. So you're able to keep a better view of the response, because everyone's different. You can't do the same technique for everyone and expect the same result. That's just not possible. But the idea is to, A, document, but B, more appropriately assess and deliver adequate treatment over a span of time. And that helps the therapist gauge what they're doing as a benefit. Obviously, we always want to be making forward motions. So if there's something that isn't being responsive to that individual, then you change what you're doing. And you build on that as an individual to the therapist to the individual. So.
Gotcha. And the functional change the students are doing doubles as sort of a community outreach, right?
Yes. They are asked to find people that they, A, don't know. In a variance from first to fourth semester, they have one functional change each semester, and it's finding someone that they don't know, finding someone that has a particular issue that, you know, they're covering that semester, and that they're not comfortable with. So getting through their fear of, I don't know what I'm doing, to where's a practical application and let me recall the information that's relative to the approach for this particular issue. I have them work on professionals within the community to get a mentoring critique, which is very important. And it's very medically based. So they have a greater understanding, I think, from the medical approach than they do the spa, even though they get, you know, a 10-hour CEU class of spa. It's not it's not all relaxation and fluff.
Well, I want to go back to sort of the spa model after the break, because I know you have a lot to say about that. But in the meantime, pardon the pun, but you've got a bit of a grasp on an anatomy.
Yes.
What sort of physiological changes can somebody expect by getting, say, six massages, you know, spaced pretty evenly?
When the approach is adequate, and I'll just give you some examples. I've worked on people. I often do this. For people that are apprehensive to receive massage, if they are given a diagnosis for surgery for things like impingement or compression, I will give them a complimentary massage to see if they can move forward. I've had clients that come in with chronic stenosis of the cervical spine, impingements in both brachial plexus, which are nerves coming from the spinal cord to the arms. So they have a lot of arm pain, lack of range of motion, just overall chronic and miserable. And so at that point, what we do is we find, you know, that inevitable push forward. Like, I'm miserable, I can't sleep, I can't move, so my only option is to have surgery. And not that I am against surgery. Surgery has its place, of course. But if we can keep people from having to go under the knife, that's pretty beneficial. In one example, I had a client come in with stenosis and the impingements.
Let's back up, and neither of us are doctors here, but stenosis, that's a narrowing of the spinal canal?
Yep, a narrowing of the canal that the nerve feeds through, and that's from a variant of things from friction on the vertebrae, decreased circulation to the tissue around it.
And that's a big deal. The prognosis isn't usually very good from a Western medical perspective,
right? No, it's not.
Right?
Nope, it's looked at as very permanent. But the beautiful thing about that is if it's abnormal in the body can be educated to repair itself. So this particular client was advised to do castor packs a couple times a week, which is hot application, compress with castor oil, and received bi-weekly massages for 3 weeks, and then moved to once a week, and now is on a monthly preventative. All of those particular issues are resolved. The stenosis has decreased, the impingement is gone, the range of motion in both shoulders and the cervical spine was brought back to normal.
And what kind of time period are we talking?
6 hours of massage.
Mm-hmm. Not all at once.
Not all at once. That would make you very sick. But, you know, and that's not just me as a therapist applying the therapy to the body. That's the individual being accountable for their daily habits. Through massage, people will become aware of their habits that are causing damage to their body, the way you sit, the way you turn, the way you lift. You know, all of those things need to be educated to the individual so they can improve their overall constitution.
Gotcha. And I think you can certainly speak to the idea of structural change. Is it true that you practice structural integration? Is that
Yes.
one of your therapies?
Mm-hmm.
In my experience, a lot of pain is soft tissue stuff. It's
Yep.
inflammation. So, you know, people say, hey, I've got this degenerative arthritis. I have stenosis. You know, I have this frozen shoulder. But, you know, the fact that it can be moved passively, you know, without, you know, pain or in some cases crepitus, and the improvements you see afterward, I'm not, you know, in 1 hour or 6 hours altering the bones, I'm taking care of the inflammation, stopping the pain. And so I would argue that all illness is a lot less permanent and we're a lot less ossified than what we give ourselves credit for.
For sure. We are a powerful, powerful being, and the return to normality is possible. It's just understanding how you got abnormal in the first place.
We are talking to Jasmine Kinney, owner of the International Institute of Massage Therapy, and Peely Baclayon about the benefits of medical massage, the mainstreaming of alternative medicine, and how the spa might just be a replacement for hospitals. We want to hear from you. Give us a call at 524-8255, and we will be right back.
We'll be back with more of the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour after this on News Talk 690, 1260, and 97.7 FM.
Hi, this is Bill from the Wealth of Health Natural Market in Idaho Falls. A new nutrient is making rounds in a number of clinical trials, producing very intriguing results. This nutrient is omega-7 essential fatty acid called SBA-24, extracted from sea buckthorn oil and imported from Finland by Europharma. In published clinical trials in various peer-reviewed journals, SBA-24 inhibited platelet aggregation, improved tear film fatty acids and tear film osmolarity in individuals with the dry eye syndrome, reduced risk factors in metabolic syndrome in overweight and obese individuals, and reduced cardiovascular disease risk factors, improved mucous membrane and symptoms of Sjogren's syndrome, and significantly improved skin aging. We have all the studies posted at the Wealth of Health, so if you have any questions about omega-7 sea buckthorn oil SBA-24, please visit the Wealth of Health Natural Market on the corner of First Street and Woodruff Avenue in Idaho Falls, or on the web at wealthofhealthnutrition.com.
East Idaho weather, we're going to see partly to mostly cloudy conditions tonight. More scattered showers for our Thursday and Friday. Daytime highs into the upper 50s to lower 60s. Winds at around 20 to 30 miles an hour. And we'll look for more scattered showers leading into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Michael Coates for News Talk 97.7 FM.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I'm 19 years old, and this is how I live United. I've always been kind of a computer geek, and I found a way to use those skills to help the homeless in my community. For people facing hard times, computer skills and a basic resume are so important. It may seem like a small thing, but it makes a huge difference in people's lives. So with United Way, I created a program where I work with the homeless. Together, we go through their whole job history, write a resume, and then save it on their very own USB drive. We provide workbooks and training certificates. I even budgeted for cupcakes so we can celebrate as a class when one of our people gets a job. That's huge. When somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." That's what living United feels like to me. My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Let's say you have plans for the perfect camping trip with your son and daughter, but even if your gear ends up on the highway, then your campground is near a beehive. It can still be the perfect trip, because kids don't always see things the way you see them.
Best trip ever, Dad!
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of siblings in foster care who'll take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Now, back to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour on News Talk 690, 1260, and 97.7 FM.
Welcome back to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. I'm Joe Suda, licensed acupuncturist and owner of Golden Compass Acupuncture. You can reach me at 208-403-2540. I'm sitting in for Bill and Dasha this week. Next week, they're still on the road. Robbie Denning, the head of the training department at Alpha Athletic Club, will be guest hosting. This program is sponsored by the Wealth of Health. Check out our store at Woodruff Avenue and First Street and our website, wealthofhealthnutrition.com, for all kinds of information, education, specials, and events. We're talking with Jasmine Kinney and Peely Baclayon about the benefits of medical massage, the mainstreaming of alternative medicine, and we're segueing into the benefits of spa. But whereas I said that massage wasn't just relaxing, we talked about some physiological benefits, I want to briefly talk about some myths about acupuncture. Number one, does it hurt? Answer is, not usually. Needles are being hair wind. That's it. Cat whisker thin for you engineers, 0.22 millimeters in diameter usually. I have put, as a Cub Scout magic show, I've put needles in balloons and had the balloons not pop. So it's nothing like getting, you know, 12 hypodermic needles, you know, in your arm.
Wow.
Okay?
And you're very gentle, Joe.
Oh, thank you.
You really
gentle
are.
Gentle Joe.
You are.
I'm a gentle giant who's standing very far away, I guess. Acupuncture has been known for pain control, but it's not just for pain control. According to the World Health Organization, acupuncture is effective in 40 different syndromes. So not just, you know, specific diagnoses, but GI problems, some simple gynecological problems, neurological problems. One of the things I love about my job is I never know what I'm going to go in, you know, and be treating. It's never boring. Acupuncturists go to school for a long time, and I've got the gray hair to prove it. Okay? Usually between 3 and 4 years, so it's not, you know, some sort of, you know, mail order certification. You know, I logged more than 3,000 hours in school, and licensed acupuncturists are required to take continuing education training. And whereas massage therapy is not just relaxing, I do want to reinforce that acupuncture is relaxing. A lot of my patients fall asleep on the table. You wouldn't think that, you know, getting stuck with... I don't think that it's passing out from shock. I think that...
It's decompressive.
Yep. Once those endorphins kick in, you've got a nice, relaxing trip for the next 45 minutes or so. Okay?
Wow.
So... acupuncture, it's not what you think, and spa is not what you think. Jasmine yesterday informed me that spa was an acronym. My idea of spa is, hey, I've got an extra $7,000. I think I'm going to fly somewhere nice, you know, and have people, you know, coddle and fluff me, and, you know, we'll take it from there.
Well, I mean, that has its benefits too, to be pampered and relax, of course. But spa, being it means specialized personal attention, and that the spa modality was for that individualistic experience. We're all different. We all resonate to certain smells aromatically, different concepts, approaches to our body. Our skin needs different things. The benefits of spa on a therapeutic medical level is that it can help with all sorts of skin disorders. It can help with the whole youthful collagen retraction kind of things. One of the really awesome things that we do at the center is we make our body wraps and applications at the table. So the individual is able to go through the ingredients and get an explanation of what they do physiologically and what the aromatherapy is for and what that does. And they're able to blend a concoction for application that's specialized to their needs and what they resonate to. So that's really important. And of course, when you make it fresh like that, it's not filled with binders and solids and stabilizers and all that nasty stuff that we don't want to put on our skin, because essentially our skin is a lung, right? But it's really fantastic. I have a lot of people that are, they respect that idea, you know, that we're returning closer to a less convoluted state. We're sort of inundated with that every day, so we're trying to go back to a natural phase of things. And I think that's really important overall in general, is for people to be educated on what the benefit of something that through time has become a luxury or something that, you know, you don't deserve or you don't have time for. But quite frankly, if you're not making time for it, then no one else is either.
Yeah, you have to invest in yourself.
Yes, yes.
Well, you and Peely have both traveled far and wide. What have you seen in different countries that you would like to bring here, and what, in your opinion, wasn't working so well?
What I would like and what would work are two different things sometimes. I would love to incorporate a hammam or a brana, which is a wet steam and bathing unit, followed by an exfoliation. It's very common in the rest of the world to exfoliate on a regular basis, scrubbing that dead cell off the body.
So you mentioned the skin is the lung. It's not just a cosmetic thing again. It's, you know, the skin can exude what it needs to, absorb what it needs to, and that sort of thing.
It is the first act of immunology on the body, so it's the first defense to your environment. And because we do put so much on our body from our lotions, our applicatory, whatever, makeup in general, you know, all of those chemicals you're absorbing on some level, and that's going into your interstitial and your cellular level. So a lot of allergies and things like that can come from just what you're applying or intaking onto the skin.
And you're not a lone crusader. You've informed me that, you know, some places in Europe, right, there are people who, you know, aren't multimillionaires who take advantage of these, you know, spa treatments, contrast baths.
Well, and that's another concept. I mean, in the United States, we look at it as a luxury, and often when you go to a spa, you're paying an elevated price for it. But in Europe, it's something that is approachable for everyone. You can get a day pass, like a YMCA day pass, and soak and get exfoliated, and then of course you increase your bill by the services that you receive, but it's really approachable for everyone. It's not astronomically financially devastating. So that's huge. It's huge, I don't know, advocate for the wallet. I mean, we often say we don't have time or money for something, so to make it affordable and more personal, I think, is important.
Sure. Yeah, I do a modified version of community acupuncture because I also believe in patients getting affordable treatments and the treatments they need to get better. But it's not just about us doing, you know, deep discount services. And it's like, well, we want to charge less, and so maybe inferior quality products. So we're not sacrificing on quality. But
not
the other
at all.
Thing is cost benefit. So, right. You know, how does the cost of a series of massages, acupuncture treatments, or spa treatments compare to hospitalization?
Right.
And, you know, I guess, you know, even the bathhouses are big in Japan, I know.
Yep.
Ancient, you know, Chinese adage is it's better to treat a big problem while it's small, right? So when we come back, we'll be talking, I guess, a little bit about, you know, Mount Olympus in general, your model for integrative health, and what that preventive and remedial treatment can do and change for us. And we want to hear from you. Have you had any success stories with, you know, massage in particular or alternative medicine in general? Give us a call at 524-8255. That's 524-TALK. We're here with Jasmine Kinney and Peely Baclion. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more of the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour after this on News Talk 690, 1260, and 97.7 FM.
Hi, this is Bill from the Wealth of Health Natural Market. A new randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study from the Department of Urology at the University of Iceland looked at 69 male patients 45 years of age or older diagnosed with nocturia, a condition where the bladder capacity has diminished, causing waking up in the middle of the night to urinate. One group was given a proprietary Icelandic extract of angelica herb called SagaPro for 8 weeks, while the second group was given a placebo. After 8 weeks, SagaPro group had a significant reduction in nocturia episodes per hour of sleep, and the bladder capacity was increased up to 70% compared to the placebo group. It did not matter whether men had a benign prostate enlargement or not. SagaPro was effective, safe, and well-tolerated without any reported side effects. If you have any questions on nocturia, improving your sleep, or general questions on natural medicines and well-being, please visit the Wealth of Health Natural Market on the corner of 1st Street and Woodruff Avenue in Idaho Falls, or on the web at wealthofhealthnutrition.com.
New home sales in the U.S. plunged in March, down nearly 15%. The U.S. sending Russia a message it will defend America's allies. In Eastern Europe, hundreds of U.S. troops involved.
The first 150 U.S. troops are arriving in Poland now. A total of 600 will be on the ground for military exercises in locations including the Baltic nations along Russia's border. American troops are not being sent into Ukraine. The White House has said repeatedly there is no military solution there.
ABC's Ann Compton in Tokyo with President Obama's on the first leg of his four-nation Asian trip. piece of metal found on an Australian beach being inspected to see if it might have come from the missing Malaysian jet. Number of ferry fatalities has risen to 150, around 150 others still unaccounted for. Woman suing FedEx, connection with the crash of that FedEx truck and a bus killed her son. Angels' Albert Pujols has hit his 500th home run. Doug Limerick, ABC News.
East Idaho weather, we're going to see partly to mostly cloudy conditions tonight. More scattered showers for our Thursday and Friday. Daytime highs into the upper 50s to lower 60s. Winds at around 20 to 30 miles an hour. And we'll look for more scattered showers leading into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Michael Coates for News Talk 97.7 FM.
Mom, Dad, I'm in eighth grade now. That means those years of peer pressure are way behind me. From here on out, it's all about good grades and living up to your totally realistic expectations. Alcohol is probably the last thing on my mind. Like you said, I'm too young to drink. When I'm with my friends, all we talk about are current events and boy bands. We're definitely not curious about what alcohol tastes like or why the older kids drink. And do I notice when you have a drink at dinner? Of course not. Just like I haven't noticed where you keep the alcohol. Oh, and if the opportunity arises to talk to me about drinking, you should definitely continue to avoid it. And if you do bring it up, just remind me that I'm too young. That'll probably do the trick.
Real kids are curious about alcohol. 40% try it by the eighth grade. Start a real conversation at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. Talk early, talk often, get others involved. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, back to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour on News Talk 690, 1260, and 97.7 FM.
Welcome back to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. I'm Joe Suda of Golden Compass Acupuncture. We're here this morning with Jasmine Keeley. I did it again. Jasmine Kinney and Peely Baclion. They're twins.
So.
And we were talking before the break a little bit about the community service aspect of Mount Olympus Wellness, and as well as the International Institute of Massage Therapy. I want to talk to Peely a little bit about some of the things you've done for soldiers and other people struggling with some emotional issues because of their work.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Whereas Jasmine is more of a treatment-oriented massage therapist, I do actually do more of the relaxation. I prefer working with individuals who have more of the emotional trauma regarding work or upbringings or what have you, in more of that relaxation kind of base. Yeah.
Fantastic. We have a caller. Kirk is on the line. Kirk, what's your comment or question?
How you doing? I've actually had a massage from Jasmine a time or two before. It's been a while, but I'll tell you what, it's wonderful. People ought to go see her. I was just going to relate an experience to you. I had plantar fasciitis in my foot. I know it's been two or three years ago. So I went to a foot doctor, a podiatrist. Of course, that's where you go, you'd think. Tried everything from custom-made orthotics, you know, to cortisone shots, to taping it, and it just wouldn't go away. So finally, I was in the Wealth of Health one day, and I seen a flyer for a local chiropractor here. He said he could cure plantar fasciitis. Well, I went into him, and all he did was take his thumbs and just strip the bottom of my foot, you know, and break up all that material on the bottom of my foot. And within three treatments, it was pretty much gone. And I couldn't figure out why a foot doctor, a podiatrist, why he didn't know about that. But, you know, it was amazing. I've been going to him ever since, that chiropractor, and he believes in a lot of the natural cures and stuff like that. And I really was a big fan of it until that happened, and now I'm a huge fan of it because I know it works.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for sharing. And Jasmine, what do you have to say about the benefits of stripping?
Well, tissue stripping is extremely
tissue
beneficial.
Stripping.
Mm-hmm. Plantar fasciitis is a bound fascia on the bottom of the foot. And, yeah, getting in there and breaking it up, definitely beneficial.
Well, I appreciate your call and testimonial, Kirk. Thanks for tuning in. So we're talking with Peely about the relaxation and, I guess, downregulation of the sympathetic nervous system benefits of massage. What were you saying, Peely?
We were talking about specifically on how massage therapy helps to deregulate pent-up emotions or
trauma that can be held within the body and within the muscle tissues and so forth. I prefer to work with people who have that common background. I am in the military as well, and for myself, the benefits of massage therapy regarding relaxation or even treatment massage therapy came when I came back from overseas. And went to massage therapy school. That was the best kind of therapy that I could have gone through for myself. And so I prefer to work with people who are in the military or have trauma, or police department individuals, or even firefighters, or even first responders, understanding the kind of, not so much trauma that they may be going through on a daily basis, but the rigor and the intensity of possible emotional buildup, emotions, weight that comes with our kind of occupations.
And beyond the benefits of the massage itself, I'm sure it's very helpful to them to have somebody who's been there and can understand a little bit about what they've been going through.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. One of the things that I like to talk about with my clients when they first come in is, one, I wanted to provide a space that someone could feel safe, they could be who they are, that they could feel unconditional love and just feel not judged, so that whatever relief or feeling of just a space to get away, either from themselves or come in for treatment, that they can feel that they have that opportunity to do so on the table.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And thank you for your service, both in the military and in what you're doing here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So, Jasmine, talk a little bit about Mount Olympus Wellness Center and the integrative nature of what we're doing here.
Well, Joe, you know what we're doing.
But you say it so much better.
At Mount Olympus, you know, the concept is to have a full spectrum of holistic care, because we're not just one faceted individuals. We have many things going on. You know, Peely just spoke of trauma and post-traumatic. We have stress. We have physical issues. We have stress that causes physical issues. We have all sorts of variables and blending of life that causes all sorts of not desirable effects. So at Mount Olympus, the variety of practitioners equate to an experience that will help on all levels. We've got Dr. Carrie Jonak. She's a naturopath, very brilliant in the things that she does for people. We have colon hydrotherapy with Jolene Crystal. We have you, Joe. We have Peely. We have myself. We have a variety of bodywork modalities, and it's really, there's something for everybody on all levels, whether it be emotional or physical.
And it's not that everybody needs a team of specialists, but whereas we remember, you know, we had, you know, Kirk talk about just a few, you know, treatments with the stripping or those, you know, one-off acupuncture massage treatments. I know, by the way, my wife has received massage from Jasmine, and after a fairly severe shoulder pull injury from a large 110-pound dog yanking on her arm, she was able to instantly, after the treatment, increased her range of motion, pain was less, and that sort of thing. We remember those one-offs, but I think in a lot of ways the real success stories are the people with those chronic systemic conditions that after a period of time slowly get better with that integrative approach.
Mm-hmm. The regeneration factor, and you know, there's a lot of things that people won't receive well. There's people that won't receive massage well because it's not something that they, at the current state that they're in, can receive. And there's people that need a more involved approach as far as their dietary and their nutrition and their cellular, which is where Dr. Carrie would come in. She would help them regiment themselves from their dietary habits, whereas a massage therapist is looking at physical habits. I mean, we also, we cross-reference each other, but we're also supportive of each other. We're not saying, you know, my service is the only service and everyone needs it. So if someone... Right. But also at the center, Joe, as you have spoke of, we take care of each other. There is a internal trade for the holistic family at Olympus, which is really important to my mind, that we are taking care of each other so we can better assist our community.
Yeah, and you know, Kirk was talking about a podiatrist not knowing the benefits of stripping. Very possibly would know the benefits of stripping, but it's just a matter of, hey, you know, I'm not going to take the time to do this. I think a lot of times it's not the modality itself, you know, be it massage, acupuncture, or you know, or something else. It's the practitioner and the compassion that they show. And sometimes I think, modality aside, the nice thing about having a number of people there is some people are going to resonate with Peely because of their background. And it's like, I need, you know, this kind of therapy from this kind of person.
Right. And that's part of why we have a center, is that there is a variety. There isn't one single approach, and, you know, there's solace on several levels. There are people that will resonate with acupuncture and naturopathy over massage, or resonate with massage over naturopathy.
So I get lost easily. How do we find you, Jasmine? How do we get to Mount Olympus Wellness and Formal Gardens?
We are at 1421 First Street, behind Winco in the historic Hatch Manor.
And phone number?
528-0319.
All right. When we come back, we'll be talking a little bit about some of the other offerings at Mount Olympus Wellness and Formal Gardens. We're here with Jasmine Kinney and Peely Backlion. I did it right this time. Give us a call at 524-8255.
Hi, this is Bill from the Wealth of Health Natural Market. A new randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study from the Department of Urology at the University of Iceland looked at 69 male patients 45 years of age or older diagnosed with nocturia, a condition where the bladder capacity has diminished, causing waking up in the middle of the night to urinate. One group was given a proprietary Icelandic extract of angelica herb called Sagapro for 8 weeks, while the second group was given a placebo. After 8 weeks, Sagapro group had a significant reduction in nocturia episodes per hour of sleep, and the bladder capacity was increased up to 70% compared to the placebo group. It did not matter whether men had a benign prostate enlargement or not. Sagapro was effective, safe, and well tolerated without any reported side effects. If you have any questions on nocturia, improving your sleep, or general questions on natural medicines and well-being, please visit the Wealth of Health Natural Market on the corner of First Street and Woodruff Avenue in Idaho Falls, or on the web at wealthofhealthnutrition.com.
For today, we'll see a few light snow showers in the morning time, followed by a few peaks of sunshine during the afternoon hours. Temperatures will rebound back into the upper 40s and lower 50s with gusty conditions. News Talk 97.7 FM, I'm meteorologist Liz Cosgrove.
Hi, I'm Richard Roundtree, and I'm a breast cancer survivor. Yes, you heard me right. Men get breast cancer too, and when we do, it can be very hard for us to talk about it and get support, because nobody expects a man to have breast cancer. But I know one place to get reliable, timely information about breast cancer. Breastcancer.org. It's a special place on the internet that translates all those big medical words your doctor uses into plain English. It helps you understand what kind of cancer you have and what treatments are out there. It helps you get your head together and make a list of questions for your next doctor's visit. And it gives you all kinds of other good information to guide you and your family through this. Breastcancer.org, the first place to go the minute you find out you have breast cancer.
Now, back to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour on News Talk 690, 1260, and 97.7 FM.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. I'm Joe Suda, licensed acupuncturist, sitting in for Bill and Dasha this week. Next week, Robbie Denning, the head trainer at Apple Athletic, will be here guest hosting. Be sure to tune in for that. We're here today with the owner of the International Institute of Massage Therapy, co-founder of Mount Olympus Wellness and Formal Gardens, Jasmine Kinney, and licensed massage practitioner Peely Backlion. talking about the mainstreaming of alternative health, the benefits of medical massage. Just quickly, one of the offerings of Wealth of Health people that don't take enough advantage of, I think, is some of the books and information we have. We've had Stephen Sinatra, a cardiologist, come to speak for us during one of our sales and lectures. He's recently written a book called The Cholesterol Myth, and I look forward to reading it. Here's some bullet points, because I get so many customers coming in worried about a number. Okay, so this is from Stephen Sinatra, retired cardiologist who had the longest surviving single ventricle patient. Usually they die as children. This guy, as I remember the story, 28 years old, dating, and mother was a little bit worried because he was drinking some alcohol too. So, and it was all nutritional supplementation. Okay, so some of the myths that were brought out in his book, and this comes from an interview with John Barson. Cholesterol is harmless. This is in the myth. This is their facts about cholesterol, and is only a minor player in heart disease. Cholesterol levels are a poor predictor of heart attacks. They're much better predictors. Half the people with normal cholesterol have heart disease, while half the people with elevated cholesterol have perfectly healthy hearts. The true cause of heart disease is inflammation. The number one dietary contributor to heart disease is sugar, which is a far greater danger to your health, to your heart health, than fat is. And new studies suggest that statin drugs may be associated with a higher risk for cancer and diabetes. This while they're trying to increase statin use even as a preventative. Okay, so I like telling people that DNA is not destiny and your health can't be reduced, you know, to a number. Jasmine was talking earlier about something as seemingly hardwired as spinal stenosis, how much better people can do. So, Jasmine and Peely, what are some other success stories you've seen at the center and beyond?
Well, it's a wide span of things. Let's see. Frozen range of motion on any particular limb. Bell's palsy recoveries. Anything that's associated with soft tissue and muscular. We, as the center, we've seen some people reprieve from cancer diagnosis, from being set for gallbladder removal, chronic digestive disorders, chronic fatigue, chronic psychosomatic issues, depression, anxiety, chronic migraines.
I want to go back to the Bell's palsy just because I worked with somebody and there was some recent research on the benefits of Bell's palsy, early intervention. So my understanding, and again, I'm not a doctor, but I think the standard of care is somebody comes in with Bell's palsy, give them prednisone and wait and see. And the prognosis is, you know, maybe you're going to get significant improvement in 6 months or more. According to one person, I think Kimberly Thompson, an acupuncturist, with early intervention, 3 to 5 treatments, you are likely to get complete recovery. Of course, every individual is going to be different that route. Jolene Crystal, the colon hydrotherapist, informed me that the microcurrent machine that they used, the beautiful image, was originally designed around Bell's palsy. And so, again, here's where acupuncture and integrative care can convert, very well together.
And a blend of the spa being actual therapeutic. The the blend of a therapeutic approach via the spa, beauty image is considered a spa modality now, but it's very effective in the retraining of the collagen fibers and the neurological synapse. So it's got a dual purpose, even if you're using it for a vanity purpose.
And I guess I'm going to direct this question to Peely. I would argue, and I think most of us are here would agree, except maybe Tim, we'll talk to him later, that
we're putting you on the spot, Tim, just to let you know.
All diagnosis, all medical diagnosis, might have some sort of psycho-emotional component. Would you agree?
Yes.
Okay. That was beautiful. Well,
my short and brief answer on
and
that one.
Done.
Yes.
Could you elaborate, Peely?
I'll turn this over to Jasmine.
Okay. So a diagnosis being a psychosomatic or traumatic.
And I'm not, I guess I'm not saying that your pain is all in your head. I think that's a lot of the frustration, you know, that people have where it's like, if I as a doctor, and I'm not a doctor, but, you know, hypothetically say, well, I don't see an organic reason for your pain, so... You know, essentially, what your takeaway is, you know, with you're crazy. That being said, you can have a real physical malady that is aggravated, exacerbated, or, you know, sometimes contributed to by emotional traumas, stress, et cetera.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you with me?
Yes. Yes.
Chronic fatigue, chronic pain, fibromyalgia.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like in acupuncture, that there are the different organs that are associated, or different emotions that are associated with the different organs of the body. Just like in massage therapy, we're treating, correction, we're not treating, but we are
facilitating
the, not just the physical body, but also the emotional body, spiritual body, whatever you would like to call it as well. Because for myself, I didn't know that I had so much anger. I'm not a very angry person. But through my experiences, I had a lot of anger that was held in my body, in my muscle tissues. And through muscle manipulation, getting the body work done, or even having acupuncture done, and that emotion release tends to happen. And you know what? And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more that people store into their body, the more that they, quote unquote, hold the world or the weight of the world on their shoulders, for example. So the hunching, the physical aspects of hunching the body forward, feeling like the heaviness that comes on, really does have a physical effect on an individual depending on what he or she is going through or experiencing in their life.
I'm with you. And I think sometimes, again, it's not the modality itself. It's giving a client or a patient a safe space to have that release and heal emotionally.
Absolutely. There is, to me, there's just about nothing more important than a compassionate therapeutic healing touch. So the intent of the practitioner, and I think in our facility with Mount Olympus, you have a conglomerate of different practitioners in all their variety who have that compassionate, individualized attention to the client and his or her specific needs. So, yeah.
Thank you for that. Well, and Jasmine, your dreams are coming true because we are bringing, you know, some of this compassionate healing not only to the States, but to mainstream medicine. You have an internship set up in Ermac, of all places.
Yes. I have been working on getting an internship for my students at Ermac for, this is my fifth year, so I've been a squeaky wheel. Squeak, squeak. And it's finally come. The door has opened. The bureaucracy and red tape has kind of been let down. It isn't as far or as wide as I hope it to be, but that's a start. We will be integrating into the hospital and working on staff and eventually, in my high hopes, be working on the general public in the hospital, just blending that holistic therapeutic touch into a facility that often holds a lot of trauma for people. So it's important to me.
Great. And, you know, how about the business world? I mean, when you are, you know, getting massage into businesses or are getting them to, you know, work with, you know, you with wellness programs and that sort of thing, you know, can't come in with just saying, oh, everybody will feel better. What kind of benefits could a business or a corporation expect if their employees were, say, healthier?
Less sick days, better well-being, better overall constitution throughout the day, more ability to hold stress levels at bay without it causing adverse effects. Just overall a better turnaround. People's constitution in their 8-hour days are a lot easier to handle. We have a administrative appreciation week and in a teacher appreciation week coming up the first week of May, and we hit essentially all of District 93 and 91. So that's really looked forward to as far as the school districts go.
Fantastic. And you know, this is just the beginning. I know that acupuncture is involved in something like 20% of larger hospitals in the United States. You know, Idaho is only recently introducing and recognizing alternative therapies. So more to come, right?
It's definitely the beginning of the blend. We need the blend to happen.
Thank you all. Tune in for Robbie Denning next week.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Bill from the Wealth of Health Natural Market in Idaho Falls. A new nutrient is making rounds in a number of clinical trials, producing very intriguing results. This nutrient is omega-7 essential fatty acid called SBA-24, extracted from sea buckthorn oil and imported from Finland by Europharma. In published clinical trials in various peer-reviewed journals, SBA-24 inhibited platelet aggregation, improved tear film fatty acids and tear film osmolarity in individuals with the dry eye syndrome, reduced risk factors in metabolic syndrome in overweight and obese individuals, and reduced cardiovascular disease risk factors, improved mucous membrane and symptoms of Sjogren's syndrome, and significantly improved skin aging. We have all the studies posted at the Wealth of Health, so if you have any questions about omega-7 sea buckthorn oil SBA-20